looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So Thanksgiving is coming up Thursday, and the question is, are you ready for it? I mean, are you thankful? 2020 has been a tough year for a lot of us between COVID-19, a number of folks having lost their loved ones and just horribly lost work, and it's been a mess, an election year. Still, we need to talk about this. So, you know, it's a great time to ask ourselves, Robbie needs to ask, am I thankful, right, James?
Well, that's a good question, Robbie, and we really can't brush it off too quickly. I mean, I know it's what we're supposed to do at this time of year, but, you know, the truth is, if you're not thankful, you're not really happy. So we need to pause for a moment and think about it, because God's Word encourages us that we always have something to be thankful for, and it isn't some kind of happy-clappy thing where we say it because we think we have to. But inside we're miserable. You know, it's very different from that.
Oh, yeah, that's so right. And that's where it gets challenging. Scripture tells us that in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and through 18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. That can be really hard. I mean, and it's really something we have to grow into, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you think about just praying continually. I mean, that's one of those things that we struggle with. And the thing that's so important to keep in mind is that what this is really about is genuine happiness. And all of the verses here really tie together. So let's look at it this way. Can you boil your life down to one thing you're always thankful for, that no matter what happens, you have that one thing? If you could do that, what would it be?
I think a lot of people would say, you know, I have my health, or I have a happy family, or I have a little money in the bank, but I have a feeling that isn't the answer you're looking for, or maybe you want to take us in another direction.
You could say it's a little like the pastor who was talking to his first grade Sunday school class, and he said, what has big white teeth and a bushy tail and hides nuts for the winter? And Johnny responds, Pastor, it sure sounds like a squirrel, but it must be Jesus.
That's it. I knew you were going there. So just like Johnny, and I'm glad you are, really.
Well, we have to, don't we? Because anything we have in this world, any of the things we just mentioned, can be taken away in a heartbeat, but Jesus remains. And the great thing about those verses in 1 Thessalonians, Paul wraps them up with this, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So you think about that. God wouldn't require that of us. That wouldn't be his will for us if it were impossible. I've heard it said that what God requires, he also inspires. And so the simple truth here is that if we focus on Jesus, that's where that verse is taking us, we'll find we can be truly thankful.
Yeah, I do see what you mean about those verses, like tying them together. You know, if our hearts are set on him, you know, we're going to rejoice, right? If we're living in the moment with him, I mean, in his presence is fullness of joy, right?
Right. We're going to be thankful. But here's the thing. This isn't some kind of, okay, I'll count my blessings thing. You know, that's not always easy to do, especially on a difficult day. But if you can say, I love you, Jesus. I'm so glad you are with me. And say it and mean it. And learn how to genuinely rest in his presence, regardless of your circumstances. Then you will be truly thankful. The secret to thankfulness isn't found in what we have. It's found in him. And that's why he said the things he did, like, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give as the world gives. So do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid. That's why he told us, you know, I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. And these are the kinds of things that as we, you know, think about our lives and try to just boil them down to that simple relationship, man, it makes a difference.
Yeah, it really is so simple that it's, you know, completely profound. I mean, what this means that if you want to have thankful hearts, essentially, don't think of what, think of who, and then go to him first.
That's it. Seek the giver that's behind every gift. Go to him, be with him, and out of that, a genuine thankfulness will flow that you don't have to force. You know, it just comes from being with him, leaning into him. It's amazing the difference that truly makes, the difference he makes.
Right. As you were describing that a minute ago, my heart kind of went to, wow, can I even begin to imagine what 2020 would be like without him, and the hopelessness that I would be, the place that I would be right now without that? And my heart cries out for those people who are trying to face all this without him. It's unbelievable, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's one of the best questions we can ask, Robbie, is where would I be without Jesus? And the more we, this is again where that growing into this comes, you know, the more we dwell on that, and the more we dwell on him, he pulls us closer and truly helps us in this. So, you know, again, it's not forced. It's something that happens naturally as we go to him.
That's beautiful. That's just wonderful. You've really helped my Thanksgiving, Jay. I appreciate it. And that I can actually be Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, you know?
Well, let's pray about that for all of us, shall we?
Yes.
Father, help us to truly be thankful. Lord, for you, you are our heart's desire. And in you, everything that we are, in you we live and move and have our being. That's what your word says. So, Lord, help us just love you and lean into you and be thankful for you moment by moment. Thank you that you'll help us in this and inspire us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.